said no vote, Mike. You're in trouble. He gave you that look like.
Probably too, yeah.
Like, really, Don?
Okay, so we'll continue on with the superintendent's report.
Thank you very much. The first item you have is the revision to the exempt wage and salary schedule. We are looking at realigning some of our positions. The food service coordinator, transportation coordinator, maintenance coordinator, which is yet to be approved, having those moved from the administrative schedule to the exempt salaried schedule. Those are not a change in what they'll be paid. It's just simply whether they'll be administrative or exempt. Okay? You had those in front of you. Item number two is a revision to the administrator salary schedule. Again, those were on the administrative salary schedule, and if approved, they'll be moved off of there and put underneath exempt. You've also been given a draft of a director of operations salary schedule, and you can take a look at that. It's a range system. It is not a step schedule. Our current schedules now are all steps every year. This is a range. So for example, if someone is hired at step one, they have to stay within step one, years experience one, until they've got 5 years in, at which time they get an increase. Or in the interim, the superintendent makes a recommendation that they get an increase of some kind, the board would have to approve it. So it starts to whittle away at automatic raises for longevity.
What consists of a year of experience? What qualifies as a year of experience to get you 0-4?
Right. To be honest, that comes down to my judgment. Just like we do that with all of our positions now, when people walk in the door, I look and see what experience they have. A good example would be a secretary. If they were a teller at a bank and they want to be a secretary for us, then I would take and look at that, and based on my judgment and experience, I'd say, okay, you've got 10 years here, we'll give you 5 years experience here as a secretary. Because it's similar, but not identical. So we'd have to use the same thing.
Could we, as the board, approve, say we thought you gave too much years of experience, we have the final say?
Yeah, absolutely, because I make the recommendation to you, here's what I think they should be paid, here's the years of experience that they should get, and then you can reject that. So, and again, that schedule gives the board more control than what you currently have, because once they come in the door now, they will get whatever the schedule says. Okay. So that's the director of ops proposed schedule that's listed there. I'm sorry. No, I'm in my report.
Not action items.
Come on.
Number three is the maintenance coordinator position. Again, based on the revised org chart that is up tonight for a second reading, there's a maintenance coordinator position. Again, the director of maintenance position will go away. We're going to a director of operations that's over all the support departments. There'll be a maintenance coordinator that manages the daily operations of a maintenance crew. Okay. So again, that's, you've seen that as well. And again, I'll do this pretty quickly. And we may or may not want to table some of those items based on what we do. Okay, that's my report. We can talk about each one as we go through.
Okay. Thank you very much. That takes us on to new business.
Mr. President, I make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the second and final reading of the following board policies as listed below.
I'll second that. Any discussion? Call roll, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Dotz?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
No.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-1.
Mr. President, I make a motion upon recommendation. Oh, where are we? Hold on. I get a little ahead of myself.
Yeah, number two. Number two.
Okay.
This isn't what we want to table, is it?
No, this is the one we're going.
No, this is the one we want to just move.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep. This is just moving. This is the position.
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. President, I make a motion that upon recommendation of the Treasurer, the Board approve the revised exempt wage and salary schedules as presented.
I'll second that. Any discussion?
This isn't changing whatsoever what we're paying people.
Correct.
Purely, do they get any
Absolutely.
Extra benefits or anything for that switch? Or?
Literally what we did, and Todd actually did it, was took it from the administrative schedule we have now, their position, and all the numbers stayed exactly the same and just copied and pasted over to the exempt schedule.
It was a little.
Why are we making the switch? What's the?
So that the schedule reflects their duties under the approved org chart.
The job descriptions match this now, whereas previously there were duties underneath there as an administrator that we want to have the director of operations do. So that's why they're considered coordinators now instead of administrative supervisors. Does that make sense?
Do those individuals lose anything by making that switch?
Absolutely not. And I talked to them about that. No compensation, no days. Yep.
Any other discussion? Call roll, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
No.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-1.
And we want to table. This is one we want to table.
Yep.
Okay. So I'll make the motion that we table the administrative salary schedules as presented until the May 26th special meeting.
Second.
Yeah. Any discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Mr. President, I make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board award Joe Penny a 3-year contract as director of technology to be paid in accordance with the approved salary schedule effective July 1st, 2016.
Second.
Any discussion?
I just want to throw out there before you vote that Joe Penny's skills as a director of technology are known by everybody. We joke around a lot about it. That's because he can take it, because our technology is just amazing, and schools that come to us asking us how we do it, we've got one heck of an administrator.
Any further discussion? Call roll, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Mr. President, I make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board award a 3-year administrative contract to Matt Mason as the athletic director to be paid in accordance with the board adopted salary schedule effective August 1st, 2016.
Second. Bob's quick. Any discussion?
Is his not July 1st? It's August?
Yeah, his is a little different.
Oh, is it? I didn't know. Okay.
If I could, I just wanted to say, especially over the last 2 years, Matt's had 3 different supervisors, and he's excelled, especially in the last 2 years. Our athletic program is definitely on the rise, and I see nothing but that continuing through the Ohio Heritage Conference. Also, working at the high school now, we've been able to free up his time to be that third administrator that we needed at the high school. I think Dr. Unger would concur with me that it's been a huge help for him in managing the high school building. So for that, I say thank you, Matt.
Any further discussion? Call roll, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Abstain.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0.
Mr. President, President, I make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the job description.
Oh, you missed one.
I always miss one. How did I do that one? I'll try it again. Ready?
Okay.
Get a little ahead of myself. Mr. President, I make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board create a maintenance coordination position effective July 1st. This is an exempt position at 260 days per year. This position will be paid in accordance with the district exempt wage and salary schedule.
I'll second that. Any discussion? Call roll, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
No.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
No.
Motion carries 3-2.
President, I make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the job description for the maintenance coordinator as presented.
Second.
Any discussion? Call roll, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
No.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-1.
Mr. President, I make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board employ Zach Durbin as tutor Mr. President, I make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board award the following exempt coordinator contracts. In accordance with the board approved exempt wage and salary schedules, beginning with the 2016-2017 school year.
Second. You want to redo the order? Sam?
July.
You got the second on that. Okay. Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Mr. President, I make a motion upon recommendation to superintendent board employee Zach Durbin as tutor effective May 23rd, 2016. June 10th, 2016, with a maximum of 5 hours per week at $30 an hour.
Second.
Discussion.
What all is he going to tutor?
He's tutoring one individual student who needs extended school year services due to their IEP.
We really don't have an option.
Mandate?
Yeah, IEP requires it.
Okay. Is that our normal rate?
Yeah, it's board approved rate. We have a schedule of rates for tutoring and subs and all those things that are regularly updated. So for example, this summer, if we see our subs need more pay to get more subs in, we can bring that back before the board. We operate off of the previous time the board approved the rates.
We got anybody else doing any tutoring?
That's the only one right now.
Any further discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Mr. President, I make a motion upon recommendation of superintendent board award the following stipends to be paid in accordance with board approved VOAG stipend schedule for the 2016-2017 schedule as written below.
Second.
Any discussion?
Again, these are also marked the same way. Those were board approved previously at a board action, and I can certainly provide it to you if you'd like to see them.
Call roll, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Mr. President, I make a motion upon recommendation of the superintendent of the board award the following athletic supplemental contracts be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract for the 2016-2017 school year as listed below.
I'll second those. Any discussion?
There was one that was on here previously that we took off because speaking with Mr. Mason, we want to talk to him, making sure that he still wants the position next year and that type of thing. We assume he does. That's why we put it on, but we want to verify that.
So we have a varsity girls soccer coach. Do we have a varsity boys team this year? No?
The numbers haven't shown that we need that position yet. If they do, we'll come back to you at a later time. But it looks like we're going to have enough girls.
Okay.
This is part of our commitment to the board to try to get all of our head coaches on this year so they can work with the kids through the summer. So we, hopefully we'll have wrestling June 12th, June 14th.
Yeah, and girls basketball.
Yeah.
Okay. Call roll, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Dotz?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Mr. President, I make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board accept with regret the following resignations: David Emmons, Lori Picklesheimer, and Joe Stewart.
Second.
Any discussion?
Mr. Emmons is moving to Michigan. Mr. Stewart is no longer going to be in the classroom. And Mrs. Picklesheimer, she's focusing on her driving. She's also a driver for us.
Any further discussion? Call roll, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Dotz?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Mr. President, I make a motion that upon recommendation, the superintendent of the board award Lori Picklesheimer a 2-year contract to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract beginning with the 2016-2017 school year.
I'll second that for the reason of discussion. Mr. President, I'd like to amend that. Mm-hmm. That should technically state that upon recommendation, superintendent of the board award Lori Picklesheimer a 2-year contract as a bus driver.
Right.
To be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract beginning with the 2016-2017 school year. Is that not correct?
That is correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any other discussion? Call roll, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Wait. Parliamentary procedure requires somebody's going to have to second my amendment first.
Second.
We have to vote on that and then go vote for the original thing. Is that not correct, Mr. Swanger?
Okay. I apologize.
Second the amendment.
Voting on the amendment, then. Mr. Hunter.
That it says it's going to, she's going to be a bus driver.
Yes. Voting on the amendment.
Yes. Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Mr. Mason.
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley.
Yes.
Mr. Butts.
Yes.
Mr. Dotz.
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0 for the amendment.
Mm-hmm. And now to the original motion.
Go ahead and make the motion again, right? Mr. President, I make the recommendation to superintendent of the board award Lori Picklesheimer a 2-year contract as a bus driver to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract beginning with the 2016-2017 school year.
Second.
Any discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Mr. Butts.
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley.
Yes.
Mr. Mason.
Yes.
Mr. Dotz.
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
President, I make the motion upon recommendation that the superintendent employed, or the board employed Joe Stewart on a 1-year contract as aide, step 30, effective August 11, 2016, be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract.
I'll second that. Any discussion?
And again,
does this carry on from here on out? We don't have to say it's going to be for next year or anything. It's from August of 2016, and that's the way it's going to be from here on out, correct? It's going to be an aide?
Correct.
1 year.
Okay. 1 year.
Right, 1 year. And then
for 1 year.
He'd follow the same path any other employee would as a first year classified employee as far as how that progresses.
Will you explain to us, we just picked him up as a coach, a supplemental, how that's going to work with him being our classified employee?
Good question. Mr. Stewart has agreed that during his season, he will work a modified schedule as an aide, so he does not go into overtime. Because as you know, if you're a classified employee and a coach, if you don't have a modified schedule, you will go into overtime. And we've had a past practice of we don't pay overtime for coaching. And so in this case, Mr. Stewart has agreed that he will take a modified schedule and Dr. Unger will manage that schedule. And the goal is he will not go into overtime.
The goal is?
No, well, he will not go into overtime. That's the direction I've given Dr. Unger, who manages his daily schedule.
Is this aide position, it's a current aide position that's open?
That's vacant, yes.
Okay. We just had one resigned. Will him doing his basketball duties, will he have to fill that vacuum with another aide that we have to pay, or how's...
Just like Dr. Unger does now, when we have vacancies on a daily basis, he has to find a way to fill that. That could be that he watches, whether it's study hall, whatever's going on, or one of his assistants, Mr. Mason could be doing that, any number of people he could direct to fill that. We do that on a daily basis now.
In the step 30, I'm taking this based on his years of teaching, right? When we bring a teacher in, we cap the steps at 15 that they can jump into.
Right, that's
why we're not doing something like that.
Because we don't have that dictated to us by contract with the support staff. That would put him around 25.5.
What, a step 15?
Yeah, or step 30. Step 30. So that, I mean, that's where he falls.
Have we had any similar situations where we brought in a classified employee, put him up anywhere near this high?
The previous one you just approved was step 15. She was brought in this last year, step 15, which is, you know, normally we don't have people coming with that much experience. In her case, she was a bus driver at two districts and had that much time in as a bus driver. In this case, he's got 30 plus years in as a teacher, and so he's getting that credit towards being an aide. So, it's unusual, but you don't normally have teachers that want to become an aide. It's a rare situation.
Any further discussion?
Just the one final thing. He will have to document his time on a timesheet as an aide, and also his time coaching will have to be documented on a timesheet also. That's how we'll monitor whether or not his hours need docked as an aide, or we're managing to make sure we're managing his time coaching.
Is this something new, or in the past have we allowed classified employees to be coaches as well? Or is this, I just don't want to be doing something special for a basketball coach.
Okay. They certainly can, but what's not new is we've said we're not going to pay overtime. And so the challenge is, in Mr. Stewart's situation, he's not overly concerned with, you know, obviously going from a teacher salary to an aide salary, there's a big gap. That's not his concern. He wants the coach, okay? And so this position bodes well for us managing the time that he's working during the day so we don't go into overtime. A bus driver, a cook, an aide, they're working here for the hours and the rate they get paid on their regular job. Now, should somebody come to me and say, hey, I'd like to have my schedule modified so I can be a coach, we certainly would look at that to make sure the job could still be covered, which was your earlier question.
Right.
And that was my question with Dr. Unger, how can we cover when he's not there? And so he's assured me that we can do that. Now, I'd have the same question for Sam with a bus driver, or whomever that would be, Larry Kimbler for a maintenance guy. They'd have to be able to answer that question to me. How can we get the work done and covered and have them coach? Because we're not going to do both. That puts you into overtime. That's what's unique about this. Mr. President, you have
something. Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
How will you document his coaching time? Is travel time to and from ball games going to be considered on the clock time?
You'll have to document that to us.
I'm just wondering.
Yeah, you'll have to document it to us. And again, he could get down to where he's not getting any hours as an aide, which we'll have to evaluate that and see how Dr. Unger can manage that. If it becomes a situation that's unmanageable, then we won't be able to do that in the future. Again, this is a new situation.
Yes.
This situation's arise before. when Boone was in your seat, the situation arise. As I coached before, who I know under the new contract, the most qualified person is the one who gets the job. You can't bump out somebody with 5 years' experience. But this had come about before, where a bus driver had applied for a baseball job and was told that there was no way they could accommodate the hours because they, with Sam not having a CDL in her position, she can't drive a bus. So she couldn't fill in and drive that bus for the bus driver, so the bus driver could coach. So that's where are you going to run into that when a bus driver comes to you next week and says, hey, well, I want to coach the baseball team?
We have to be able to manage the workload that they're hired to do. And that's why I say with Mr. Unger, we'll work and see if this will work with Mr. Stewart. If it won't, we won't be able to continue to do it.
So we set a precedent.
I guess for my question.
Mr. President, I don't know who I'm talking to either. So they've got to stay and say their name.
That's fine.
Corey Jeffers.
Okay, thank you, Corey.
Where my question comes into that is if Mr. Unger is going to let somebody else fill that spot, where does that make sense for the school on time-wise? That's where I'm a little confused. You know, you hire him to be an aide, and you hire him to be a basketball coach. Where it's written where he can't have overtime, what if he spends that 40 hours a week coaching basketball, but he was hired to be an aide? So now he takes his modified schedule-wise coaching basketball. He's no longer an aide for the school, which is what he was hired to be.
But I believe at that point, then, we have the right, or the superintendent has the right to, you know, next year say, this isn't working. We're no longer going to do this because he has to fulfill the aide responsibilities that he's been given. And if it can't be covered appropriately, then the ability for that position or that person to be able to coach no longer exists.
Thank you.
Thank you, Corey.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
No.
Any other questions? Discussion? We have a motion, correct?
In a second.
Yes. Call roll, please.
Mr. Hunter?
No.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
No.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
No.
Motion fails 2-3.
Mr. President, I make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent of the board employ the following on a one-year contract be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract for the 2016-2017 school year. As listed below, Sarah Hamilton, Alyssa Ostrowski, Shane Patterson, John Hamilton, Kristen Scheifer.
No second.
Any discussion?
We did. So far, we've done very well with our interview process and our candidates. It's actually been very difficult to select from what I'm hearing from the principals, because again, I don't sit on the interview committees. That's a good problem to have. Normally, we're much later in the process, and we're getting later candidates. We're getting early candidates, and they're of high quality. So it's good.
Call roll, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Mr. President, I make a motion upon recommendation of the superintendent of the board approve the revision to Section 3, Academic Information, High School Weighted Grades and Student Parent Handbook as presented. If approved, Madison Plains will offer weighted grades for courses that exceed the level or rigor and content of typical high school college preparatory courses. Courses receiving a weighted grade will receive an additional 1.0 points to the quality points earned by the student in those courses. Weighting of grades will begin with students in the graduating class of 2018. Students in the class of 2018 and beyond will be given retroactive weighted credit for courses that meet the new weighted course criteria.
I'll second that.
So now that it's been seconded, so everything we've talked about is going to take effect, not next year, but the year after.
No.
No.
That is not correct. If you look at the schedule that I sent, it shows that for the seniors next year, they will not be eligible. The juniors next year, the sophomores and freshmen will be eligible to take and receive weighted grades through weighted courses. And it will be retroactively applied. So if you're a junior next year and you took something this year as a sophomore, you will get that credit applied.
And that's why I just asked you. I said, so this will take effect for the 2018 class.
The 2018 class starting next year. They can take weighted courses next year, next school year.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's going to be retroactive for the 2018 class, is what you've got written right here.
Yes. Right.
So if they took it away to class their freshman, sophomore year, it would.
Next year, they'll get credit for that. So basically, all the students at the high school, except the senior class, would get weighted grades.
Class of 2017, this year's juniors won't get the weighted grades.
Correct. Again, I do want to highlight, this was sent back to the grading committee with some suggestions to consider. No direction of what you must do. It was there. I don't think you could give their grading committee direction of what you're going to do. Got a lot of strong personalities on that committee. They felt very strongly the senior class would be at a disadvantage. I provided that information to you as to why. And again, I'm not going to keep coming back at the apple. This is where the grading committee is at. This is where I'm at. If we go with it, it's going to be in place next year. If not, you won't see it again this year. We might have discussions next year, but we won't talk about it again this year.
Just a quick statement.
Sure.
I don't necessarily agree with this, but I think it's an acceptable compromise. Okay, I would rather see that this year's juniors be awarded the weighted grades, but to me, this is an acceptable compromise. I don't want the students, the next year's juniors, to suffer because of something.
Any further discussion?
We wouldn't be helping the kids that graduate next year by doing this, right?
The seniors, correct. It'd be everybody but the seniors.
The problem is, Dave, if we don't approve this, it's off the table, period, and then the kids of the class of 2018 are going to suffer. I'm not willing to accept that.
Our staff and the grading committee were pretty adamant. In fact, they actually had some other things to say as far as the least damaging compromise would be this. They felt adamantly it was 2019, but they felt this was a compromise position that they could go with. So again, I think this is a good middle ground that gets us what we want as far as the weighted grades in place.
Any further discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Dotz?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
It was a good suggestion from a board member. We like those and we put those in, so thank you for that.
Okay, call roll, please.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
No.
Mr. Dotz?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Mr. President, I make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the general revisions to the student hearing.
Second.
Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Dotz?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Mr. President, I make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the addition of Sarah Coyle to the substitute aid list effective immediately.
Second.
Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Dotz?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Show me twice.
Yeah, cook.
Oh, let's see. I can't read.
Mr. President, I make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the addition of Sarah Coyle to the substitute cook list to be effective immediately.
I'll second that. Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Dotz?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Mr. President, I make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the Board of Education Governing Board resolution authorizing 2016-2017 membership in the Ohio High School Athletic Association.
I'll second.
Discussion?
Again, that's required to participate, so.
How much do we pay?
I don't mean to look at you, but I don't remember.
I don't have it from me either. I'd have to
like
was going to say, it's like $1,500, $1,600.
Yeah, like $1,600 bucks.
I knew it was less than $2,000.
Yeah.
Any further discussion? Call roll, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Dotz?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Okay. Take no donations. No agenda items. So at this time, we're going to go back to the. I make a motion.
Do you want to mention that? I think we already did it again in May 26th.
It'll come up here. We have to do that. Yeah. So I move we enter into executive session at 8:24 p.m. for the purpose one more of the following under Ohio Revised Code 121.22G. That's section one, to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee or official, or the investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee, official, licensee, or regulated individual. And section three, conferences. Section five, matters to be required to be kept confidential by federal law or rules that state statutes.
Second.
Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dotz?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
We want to say that we will be having a special board meeting. We'll be having a special board meeting on May 26th to go over the 5-year forecast and 10-year forecast
at
6 p.m. in here. Other than that, then the next board meeting is in June.
And you'll be discussing the director of salary schedule.
Oh, so we'll be discussing the director of operations salary schedule at the special meeting on May 26th. And there will be no further action taken after executive session, so the meeting will be adjourned after that.